Trump, South Korea's Lee discuss U.S.-China summit after Beijing talks. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by phone on May 17 to discuss the outcome of the recent U.S.-China summit in Beijing and reaffirm cooperation between Washington and Seoul amid growing geopolitical tensions in Asia. Trump wrapped up a high-stakes two-day summit with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing on May 15. The U.S. president shared with Lee the results of his meeting with Xi, including U.S.-China relations, agreements over economic and trade issues, Korean affairs, and the situation in the Middle East, South Korea's presidential office said. The summit produced preliminary agreements involving agricultural exports, investment talks, and continued diplomatic engagement. South Korea remains heavily dependent on imported energy and on commercial shipping routes through the Strait of Hormuz, making regional instability a major economic concern for Seoul. South Korean Presidential Chief of Staff Kang Hoon-sik said during a government briefing in Seoul on April 15, 2025, that South Korea relied on the Strait of Hormuz for 61% of its crude oil imports and 54% of its naphtha imports. Lee wrote in a May 17 post on X that Trump briefed him on the results of the Beijing summit and that the two leaders discussed ways to strengthen coordination between South Korea and the United States. "We shared the understanding that close communication and coordination between our two governments is more important than ever amid rapidly changing global circumstances, and agreed to continue working together for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula," Lee said. Seoul's commitment. The South Korean president and Trump previously met during a summit in Jeonju, South Korea, on October 29, 2025. That meeting focused heavily on defense cooperation, trade, and industrial investment. After that summit, Trump said the United States would share nuclear propulsion technology with South Korea to support Seoul's effort to build a nuclear-powered submarine fleet. Trump said at the time that the decision reflected the strength of the U.S.-South Korea alliance and growing concerns over regional threats from China and North Korea. South Korea has agreed to pay the USA $350 billion for a lowering of the tariffs charged against them by the United States, Trump wrote in an October 29, 2025, post on Truth Social after the Jeonju summit. Lee said on May 17 that Seoul plans to continue implementing agreements reached during the 2025 summit. "Based on the achievements of the ROK-US summit held last year in Jeonju, we plan to faithfully implement the joint fact sheet in order to further deepen and advance our bilateral relations," he said. Lee described the latest phone call as another sign of the strength of the alliance between Washington and Seoul. Reuters contributed to this report.